This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be back into your vibrational living. We would like to once again express our greetings to you and to as well express our gratitude for this opportunity to interact and to share with you. Now, before we begin, we would remind you that there exists for you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find as a result of the energy that you have created in this fact that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And once again as well, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that silent communication. And once again, you have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and it would be quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to be involved and to receive that information, that telepathic exchange of information. But of course, as always, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level. A vibrational level that is the result of your creation and the validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And as we have suggested in the recent past that you like to refer to in your belief in time and space, that you, as a result of altering the energy and entering into what we like to refer to as this new age and new energy, where there's been this slight alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality that you exist in your awakened consciousness state, that has resulted in the ability for you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And as a result of that alteration of the energy, you are currently experiencing reality creations and changes in your environment, changes in this earth system that you exist in your awakened consciousness state, that are as a direct result of your conscious thoughts and feelings and expressions, choices and decisions, absolutely influencing the reality that you experience. Now, in your awakened consciousness state, when you experience an activity or a reality or some type of occurrence, your tendency is to look upon that occurrence as being something that's beyond your control. Something that exists and that you're experiencing many times as a result of what you might like to refer to as fate, or that you might look upon and suggest that it's a result of other actions that other entities existing in your conscious state have been responsible for. For some, there's even this belief and expression in their awakened consciousness state that there are entities existing outside of your vibrational level, outside of your reality, that are responsible for and creating this experience that you're having in your awakened consciousness state. Many would even look upon it as being the result of activities that they have been involved in your awakened consciousness state, in your reality, on your earth system, that has somehow offended others that exist outside of your vibrational level, those that are responsible for this reality that you're experiencing, and as a result are creating a reality to show their displeasure for the actions of the entities existing within your earth system. We often find it rather ironic that there are those within your awakened consciousness state who hold these belief systems that there are entities existing outside of your vibrational level or outside of your reality that are responsible for the experiences, that are responsible for your existence in this vibrational level, and that as a result of being responsible for and of creating this reality, have expressed this feeling of an unconditional loving relationship. And yet, when they are displeased with the activities of entities existing within your vibrational level, these so-called outside entities show their displeasure by creating realities that you would find as being rather undesirable. We find that rather ironic should you look at what we would refer to as the necessary elements that must exist in order for unconditional love to be implied. You would find that there is nothing that is in any way explaining or qualifying this seemingly retribution for carrying out a lifestyle that some entity may not be completely pleased with. Unconditional love carries with it no such type of judgment. However, it's much easier for many entities existing within your vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state to allow some entity existing outside of your vibrational level to have this power, and therefore to assume the responsibility for the reality that you experience, rather than individuals existing within your vibrational level accepting the responsibility for this reality that you experience. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, for many, it's when they look at a particular activity or a particular event occurring in your awakened consciousness state, and then they seemingly, as a result of these activities and events, form opinions and what they would assume were belief systems regarding what's responsible for that particular activity or event, when actually, in reality, in the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, it's exactly the opposite. You first of all hold the belief or belief systems, and as a result of holding the belief or belief systems, that spark of consciousness that you are, that creative spirit that you are, creates the reality to validate the beliefs and belief systems, and does so without judging whether it's right or wrong, or without judging whether it's something that you would choose to experience or not experience in your awakened consciousness state, but rather validating beliefs and belief systems and rejoicing in the validation of those beliefs and belief systems in that creation process. It's only in your awakened consciousness state that comes in this in judgment of whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or not desirable. At the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, no such judgment exists. And so first you hold the beliefs and the belief systems. And it's a combination of beliefs and belief systems combination of your, what we refer to as the society of belief systems, the human consciousness belief systems, and the individual belief systems, all rolled up into a package that's responsible for the creation of the reality that you experience. And so in your awakened consciousness state, particularly as you enter now and are into this new age and new energy, you make choices and decisions. You hold certain feelings and attitudes towards events that are occurring. And you, in a sense, validate and strengthen the belief or belief system that is responsible for that event occurring. And so you, as a result, continue to hold in place those beliefs and belief systems. And as a result of holding those beliefs and belief systems in place, continue to experience this reality. Whether it's one that you would choose as being desirable or less than desirable, it doesn't really matter. Once again, from the level from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. And so in your awakened consciousness state, once again, particularly those who don't believe that they have an impact upon this reality that they experience, but rather that it's either as the result of fate, or as the result of past activities, or as a result of some entity existing outside of your vibrational level that's creating this reality, regardless of which particular belief it is that the individuals hold, they nonetheless do not accept the responsibility for this reality, and as a consequence, continue to hold beliefs, and continue to create and be involved in the experiencing of these realities, and as a result of not accepting the responsibility of these realities, continually have realities that validate this conscious belief that they're not in control. You see, once again, you create the reality absolutely, unconditionally. And it doesn't matter what the belief or belief systems are that you hold. The spot of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief and belief system, and does so without judging whether it's right or wrong. And so in your awakened consciousness state, you have a human consciousness belief system and societal belief systems that are having huge effects upon your earth system, in the entities throughout your entire earth system are beginning to consolidate, if you wish, these beliefs and belief systems that your earth system is about to undergo extreme changes. And as we once again recently have suggested, you are experiencing the result of holding those beliefs and belief systems. You're experiencing and will continue to experience dramatic changes in your weather systems, dramatic shifts in your plates of your earth systems, dramatic changes in your atmosphere. It's important to grasp the concept that at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, this is not judged as right or wrong, good or bad. The spark of consciousness that you are that creates this reality rejoices in the creation process in validating your belief system. We continuously come back to the basics. Continuously suggest that the true message that we attempt to give to you is simply that. You create your reality. The reality you experience is an expression of and a validation of the beliefs you hold. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level is any more or any less than any other entity existing throughout all of creation. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. All the rest is an illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And you can change it, not only can, but do constantly change it by altering your beliefs and belief systems. And once again, in this so-called new age and new energy, where you have literally altered the energy, however subtle that alteration may be, that you utilize to create this reality, you have consequently made it possible and are experiencing realities that are influenced from your conscious thoughts and feelings and choices and decisions, from your conscious influence upon your beliefs and belief systems in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. But it does not change the basic truth. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you experience throughout all your levels of consciousness. It's very difficult for you to achieve and to maintain and sustain this awakened consciousness state. You can't do it for an unlimited, endless amount of time. You all understand at some point you will sleep, you will alter your consciousness, and in that altered state of consciousness, you will dream. You will enter into a deep dream state in which you interact with and many times put in place and alter choices and decisions and beliefs and belief systems and put in place the mechanisms to validate the beliefs that you hold and the interactions that you will have with other entities in your so-called awakened consciousness state. In this most illusionary state that you experience. And you will also realize that at some point you will die. But that's only, once again, an illusion in your awakened consciousness state. You don't really die. You simply alter your state of consciousness to what we would refer to as one step beyond your so-called deep dream state. It's a state in which you exist. It's difficult to give an explanation. It's something that you can experience should you choose to go inside and utilize meditation and attempt to get some type of a feeling and experience of that state of consciousness that you refer to as the between incarnational state when you die, in other words, into experiencing a glimpse of who and what you truly are. In that between incarnational state, is where you put in place many of the choices for the beliefs and belief systems that you will bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state in other incarnational periods. Again, it becomes very difficult to give an accurate explanation because you see you exist in the now. This concept that you have in your awakened consciousness state of time and space is an illusion. It doesn't really exist. It doesn't exist in any other levels of consciousness. In your altered states of consciousness, you get an opportunity to at least get a glimpse of this concept of existing in the now without the limitations of time and space. And as you go into your dream state, you are even farther removed from your so-called awakened consciousness state. And in that particular state of consciousness, indeed, you have this opportunity to understand this concept of existing without the limitations of time and space. And in your so-called between incarnational state, you understand and are quite aware that the time and space are illusionary, they don't exist. And it's in that level of consciousness from which you put in place, once again, the beliefs and belief systems and choices and decisions for which you have the opportunity to experience in particular incarnational periods, that, for lack of a better terminology, you coexist with it, that occur in the now. Time and space don't really exist, it's an illusion. And yet in your awakened consciousness state, it's one of your human consciousness belief systems that's the most difficult to set aside. And so it becomes very difficult to give any type of an explanation that has any validity or sense of appreciation. You exist in the now. And in that altered state of consciousness, in the between incarnational state, once again you make choices for what it is that you will experience and have the potential to experience in a particular incarnational period. In this incarnational period, you as a human consciousness, once again, chose to put in place the alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality. And as a result of that alteration, once again, you have made it possible to influence your reality from an awakened consciousness state in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your so-called history. And as a result of that, you are experiencing realities, and we referred to realities in your Earth's atmospheric system. However, you're experiencing these realities in all other areas of your personal life and interactions with others as well. Whether you, in your awakened consciousness state, choose to accept or believe it or not. You see, it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. If you choose to believe, you're not in control. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the realities to validate the belief that you're not in control and rejoices in that creation process. This is not a right or wrong concept. We're not suggesting for an instant that you have to accept that you're in control. Absolutely not. You chose to enter into this vibrational level and to put in place limitations to understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state. You put in place what we refer to as the veil. The veil that limits your capacity in your awakened consciousness state and to various levels of your consciousness to understand that you are indeed responsible for the reality that you create. You put in place the limitations through this electromagnetic type of energy to understand the processes that you utilize to create this reality that you experience. You put in place in this veil the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your understanding to this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is indeed an illusion. You put in place those limitations, so it should come as no surprise that you find it very difficult to accept full responsibility for this reality. It's not right or wrong. It's not something that you must or must not do. Absolutely not. It's your choice. The irony of it is, the absolute is, you create the reality. If you choose to believe you're not in control, then you will create the realities to validate the belief. And it's not right or wrong. This is not something that you will be condemned or punished for. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. You chose to be in this vibrational level. No one subjected you to entering into this vibrational level. There is no lesson that you must learn unless, of course, you desire to believe there is a lesson, and you put in place those beliefs and belief systems that create the reality that you must experience certain elements or certain activities in order for you to advance or to learn or to go through some type of a growth system. You can have that if you wish. It's not a right or wrong. Understand that it's your creation. It can be very enjoyable. It can be a very enhancing and enjoyable trip. You can experience all types of emotions and feelings surrounding those particular types of belief systems. You choose to be in this vibrational level, and you choose to put in place the limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are. What you cannot choose is to, in your level of consciousness from which you create the reality, allow someone else to create for you. You create your reality. Absolutely. You are the God you search for. You are all that is. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. Absolutely. Now, in your altered state of consciousness, as we speak of between incarnational periods, you put in plaques and choose beliefs and belief systems to bring into a particular incarnational period, whether it be this or one of the others that you are involved in. It really doesn't matter. It's to understand that you choose at that level of consciousness for beliefs and belief systems to have the possibilities, and in some instances, absolute probabilities, to have certain experiences in the particular incarnational period that you're experiencing. You choose in conjunction with other entities at that level of consciousness to be involved in certain activities. You choose in conjunction with and enter into agreements with other entities that you will be involved in certain relationships, such as you choose and are involved in choosing the families that you will exist within, choosing certain physical attributes that you will achieve and have throughout a particular incarnational period. You, in conjunction with others, are involved in these agreements, if you wish, to enter into certain types of relationships. If you put in place in your altered state of consciousness these beliefs and belief systems, and then you enter into a particular incarnational period bringing with you those beliefs and belief systems, and you bring them in, some of them what your scientists like to refer to as your genetic makeup, what's responsible for various physical attributes that you bring in, as well as what you might refer to as desirable and in some instances less than desirable physical attributes and experiences that will be facilitated throughout that incarnational period. You also, as we have suggested in other interactions with you, put in place various possibilities, probabilities, beliefs, and belief systems into what you refer to as your DNA. You have within your DNA not only the blueprint for the physical attributes that you experience in this incarnational period, but as well you have a tremendous amount of other possibilities and probabilities for reality experiences that you can have in this incarnational period. Now, there's an energy that surrounds the DNA. That energy is who and what you truly are. And you influence that energy through your conscious thoughts and decisions, through your beliefs and belief systems, through your thoughts and feelings, through your desires and your imagination and what it is that you have for your expectation in your reality creation process. You actually influence the energy that surrounds the DNA. And this DNA, which contains what your scientists once thought was simply a carryover from your so-called ancestry as useless junk parts of that DNA, your scientists are discovering that indeed carried within that DNA are an almost limitless amounts of potential possibilities and probabilities. And as a result of the energy that surrounds the DNA and is an alteration of the energy that surrounds that DNA, you actually take those so-called useless parts of the DNA, and you can track what is sitting as a very, very limitless possibility and turn it into an absolute probability by the choices and decisions that you make, by what it is that you desire, by your thoughts and feelings. You influence your DNA. And now, as you are once again into this new age and new energy, it is possible for you to, from a conscious state, influence that energy and alter and influence the DNA in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Now, once again, there are certain parts in the DNA, physical attributes, that are very difficult for you to alter. Not impossible, but very, very difficult. Parts that you put in place by holding this not only probable possibilities for realities that you will experience, but absolute realities that you will experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period. And so it becomes very difficult to alter them. The color of your eyes, for example. The physical stature that you have, for example. Very difficult, as well as certain other attributes retaining to one's capacity, for example, to what you in your awakened consciousness state might refer to as being mentally challenged. It only exists in the awakened consciousness state. We assure you that at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, you are all equal. There is not one entity existing not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than any other entity. But in your awakened consciousness state, you choose to put in place the limitations for various attributes, or for some you may put in place what you refer to as very desirable attributes. But nonetheless, your choice. Not one necessarily any superior to the other than what you would judge in your so-called awakened consciousness state. From the level at which you create your consciousness, you rejoice in the creation process. Once again, it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. And so, you have this DNA which has, once again, these not only possible and probable attributes that are influenced by your energy and by your choices and decisions, by your reality creation process. You have these DNA elements that are very difficult for you to alter or change because you put those in place as being absolutes. It's the other. It's that DNA that you put in place as being a possible reality for you to experience, whether it be as, once again, in your awakened consciousness state, one that you refer to as being positive or one that you refer to as being negative. From the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, it's important to understand that that judgment does not exist. They're not sitting there saying, well, I shouldn't have done that because they're not enjoying that reality in the awakened consciousness state. I should have given them this reality because they find that more enjoyable. Absolutely not. It validates your beliefs. It validates your choices and decisions. It validates that which you desire to experience. Even though in your awakened consciousness state you look at it and say, there's no way that I desire this reality. Yet we assure you that at some level of your consciousness, you put in place that possibility, and you have made choices and decisions, and you have influenced the energy that surrounds the DNA and turned that from a possibility into a probability, or conversely, turned it from a probability into a possibility, eliminated certain attributes from occurring within an incarnational period. You create the reality. The good or bad judgment, desirable or less than desirable, only comes in your awakened consciousness state. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. And so now, in this new age and new energy, you have this capacity to influence your reality in a manner that once again is difficult for you to achieve in your past. That also applies to the capacity to consciously influence the energy that surrounds the DNA that's responsible for the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Now, if it's a reality that you're enjoying, then you're obviously not going to attempt to make any types of changes. But for many, when we begin to give these types of explanations, the realities that spring to mind are those that you find less than desirable. It's like, how can I be responsible for that reality? This other one that's very desirable, okay, I'll take the responsibility for that one. But this one that's causing me all types of physical suffering in my awakened consciousness state, that's causing me to experience pain, that's causing me to experience discomfort in my awakened consciousness state, I don't want to be responsible for that one. How can you suggest that I have made the choices that put me in a state where I'm having that type of experience? We suggest it because it's the reality. We suggest it because you create the reality to validate beliefs. Many of those beliefs, once again, that you put in place in the altered state of consciousness that you refer to as the between incarnational state. And we would remind you that you exist in this vibrational level by choice. And the reason that you exist and continue to remain in this vibrational level is because of the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that are possible only when you believe you're not in control, only when you believe that some other entity is experiencing and is responsible for the reality creation process that you're involved in. And it's not that way. But you choose to put in place the limitations so that you can experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And you don't judge, once again, from that spot of consciousness from who and what you truly are, whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. You rejoice in the creation process and in the experiencing of the range of emotions and feelings. It's only in the awakened consciousness state that you judge whether it's good or bad, right or wrong. And so, once again, when we suggest that you're in control and that you are experiencing these realities many times, this is what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as the less than desirable realities that you look upon it and say, I don't want the responsibility. How can you suggest for an instant that that's my creation? It is your creation. And accepting the responsibility for that creation can be one of the first steps in changing the reality that you experience to one that you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as being more desirable than the other. And understanding that in your altered state of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. And so you, in this new age and new energy, each of you, are influencing your reality by your conscious thoughts and feelings and choices and decisions in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your past. And so in your past, we have suggested that altering your consciousness and utilizing meditation can assist you in changing that energy that surrounds the DNA. Going with inside, utilizing certain techniques and visualization can be a great asset in creating the reality that you desire. In this new age and new energy, in this state that you have created, it's possible for you to have a similar experience from your conscious state. Consciously making the choices and decisions, holding the belief, holding the proper expectation, and consciously visualizing changes within your DNA that ultimately take what is currently what you would refer to as a reality that's the result of a probability aspect of your DNA and converting that energy to change that aspect of the DNA from a probability back to a possibility and perhaps even making it almost eliminated as being something that you can experience in this incarnational state. Even your scientists are beginning to discover that your mental attitude, what it is that you think and feel, influences the DNA. They're having difficulty grasping that concept that it doesn't influence the DNA, but rather it influences the energy that surrounds the DNA. It influences the energy of who and what you truly are. It changes your beliefs and belief systems. And as a result of the alteration of your change of beliefs and belief systems, you alter your reality. And if you find it easier to visualize that you are altering the energy that surrounds the DNA, then by all means utilize that technique. The method or technique that you utilize, as we have suggested many, many times, is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique that you utilize. You have, however, once again, as a human consciousness, altered the energy, be it a subtle alteration, that you utilize to create this reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And as a result of that alteration, you've made it possible for you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in the past. And consequently, your conscious thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions are influencing your reality, are having an influence on your beliefs and belief systems. It's a human consciousness belief system. And it's like the human consciousness belief system in time and space. Very difficult to step outside of. You create your reality. You are the God you search for and you cannot fail. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is a reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state that you not only can, but do alter and influence on a daily basis. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. Understand that the thoughts and feelings influence your choices and decisions. And conversely, choices and decisions influence your thoughts and feelings, have impact upon your attitudes and beliefs, have effect upon your expectation for what it is that you desire to experience. You are all that is. You create your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is up for grabs. Now, it is once again been very enjoyable. We would like to break for a moment or two, and if you have questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.